Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn about voiced and voiceless consonants. Learning the difference between voiced and voiceless consonants will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker. Many of the consonants of English can be divided into two categories, voiced and voiceless. Today's podcast will not cover all the consonants. Future podcasts will cover specific consonants in greater detail. But before doing that, it's important to understand the difference between voiceless and voiced consonants. The focus of this week's podcast is learning to hear and say the difference between a voiced and a voiceless consonant. Also, we're going to practice these differences in some key words. So let's begin by explaining what exactly voiced and voiceless consonants are. Simply put, voiced consonants involve our voice, the vibration of our vocal folds. Voiceless consonants do not involve our voice. Let's try to hear and feel the difference between voiced and voiceless consonants. Place your fingers on your Adam's apple. The Adam's apple is the bump on the front of your neck. This is the area where your vocal folds are located. Now that you have your fingers placed on your Adam's apple, say the sound S, like in the word see. S. Now do this again, but say the sound Z, like in the word zoo. Z. Notice how you can feel vibrations on the sound Z, as in the word zoo, but not when you say S. This is because S is a voiceless sound, a voiceless consonant, and Z is a voiced consonant. We use our vocal folds to say Z, but not to say S. What's interesting is that S and Z have exactly the same tongue position, but the only difference is that S is voiceless and Z is voiced. Even more interesting is that many voiced consonants in English have a voiceless partner. And similarly, every voiceless has a voiced partner. For example, let's look at the consonants F and V. Make the sound F, like in fun or fan. Make the sound F while touching your vocal cords. Now, put your teeth and lips in the exact same position as F, but add your voice. As you can see, the result is a V sound. This is because F and V have the same lip and tooth position. Their only difference is the vibration of the vocal folds in V. Let's alternate between F and V. I recommend that you use a small mirror to see how the position is the same for both consonants. The only difference is the vibration of your vocal folds. Please listen and repeat. It's important to master the differences between voiced and voiceless consonants, because many students of English often make a voiced consonant sound voiceless, or vice versa, a voiceless sound voiced. This is just one of several factors which can result in your having an accent. It can also be quite confusing to the listener. Here's a list of the consonants of English divided into voiced and voiceless pairs. Let's practice saying each pair while we gently touch our vocal folds to feel the vibrations or the absence of vibrations. Remember, the tongue and lip position will be the same for each pair. The only difference will be the voicing. Please listen and repeat. Z. Sh. Z. Ch. Ch. Th. Th. Now let's do the same exercise, except with words. I'm going to say a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except for one consonant in each word. The first word contains a voiceless consonant. The second word will contain its voiced equivalent. If you look in the mirror when you say each pair of words, there should be no difference in what you see. They should look exactly the same. Please listen and repeat the following pairs of words, paying careful attention to voicing of consonants. Pie. Bye. Could. Good. Tie. Die. Fan. Van. Sue. Zoo. Cash. Casual. Cheap. Jeep. Teeth. Teeth. As you can see, some consonants are more difficult than others to pronounce. This is because your native language may not have the consonant, or because the consonant may not appear at a specific point in a word, like the beginning, the end, or the middle. Depending on your native language, certain consonants will be more challenging than others. Future podcasts will focus on specific consonants in more detail. Hearing and saying the difference between the voiced and the voiceless consonants is often quite challenging. It often takes a lot of practice until you can hear and pronounce the difference. But with practice, you will get it. Practice the sounds of English slowly and repetitively, and you will begin to hear a difference in the way you speak. Repetition is key. Doing is key. Accent reduction isn't a thinking activity. It's more of a doing activity. You want to slowly and carefully practice the sounds of English again and again until they become automatic, until they become muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Think of dancers, athletes, musicians, singers. How do they get so good at what they do? They practice over and over again until it becomes automatic and they can do it naturally. The same is true with English pronunciation and accent reduction. In order to reach this skill level, it's important to have good training materials. You need the right tools to accomplish your goal. That's why I recommend Best Accent Training MP3s. Best Accent Training is a complete English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Best Accent Training gives you step-by-step instruction for pronouncing all the sounds of English clearly and correctly, just like a native speaker. In Best Accent Training, you'll find all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress, intonation, connected speech. It's all there. And best of all, it's in MP3 format, so you can download Best Accent Training onto your MP3 player and take it with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.